A 155.1. In fact, the comfort and welfare of the children are the last things thought of in such a home. They are neglected by the mother, whose whole time is devoted to keeping up appearances and meeting the claims of fashionable society. Their minds are untrained, they acquire bad habits and become restless and dissatisfied. Finding no pleasure in their own homes, but only in comfortable restrictions, they break away from the family circle as soon as possible. They launch out into the great world with little reluctance, unrestrained by home influence and the tender counsel of the hearthstone. A 155.2. Don't say to them, as I have heard many mothers say, there is no room for you here in the parlor. Don't sit on that sofa that is covered with satin damask. We don't want you to sit down on that sofa. And when they go into another room, we don't want your noise here. And they go into the kitchen, and the cook says, I cannot be bothered with you here. Go out from here with your noise, you pester me so, and bother me. Where do they go to receive their education? Into the street. A 155.3. Kindness and love more precious than luxury, too many cares and burdens are brought into our families, and too little of natural simplicity and peace and happiness is cherished. There should be less care for what the outside world will say, and more thoughtful attention to the members of the family circle. There 156 should be less display and affectation of worldly politeness, and much more tenderness and love, cheerfulness and Christian courtesy among the members of the household. Many need to learn how to make home attractive, a place of enjoyment. Thankful hearts and kind looks are more valuable than wealth and luxury, and contentment with simple things will make home happy, if love be there. A 155.4. Jesus, our Redeemer, walked the earth with the dignity of a king, yet he was meek and lowly of heart. He was a light and blessing in every home, because he carried cheerfulness, hope, and courage with him. Oh, that we could be satisfied with less heart longings, less striving for things difficult to obtain wherewith to beautify our homes, while that which God values above jewels, the meek and quiet spirit, is not cherished. The grace of simplicity, meekness, and true affection would make a paradise of the humblest home. It is better to endure cheerfully every inconvenience than to part with peace and contentment. A 156.1. Chapter 23, Children a Blessing. God planned for families ... He who gave Eve to Adam as a helpmate, ordained that men and women should be united in holy wedlock, to rear families whose members, crowned with honor, should be recognized as members of the family above. A 159.1. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and we are answerable to Him for our management of His property. In love, faith, and prayer let parents work for their households, until with joy they can come to God saying, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me. A 159.2. A childless house is a desolate place. The hearts of the inmates are in danger of becoming selfish, of cherishing a love for their own ease, and consulting their own desires and conveniences. They gather sympathy to themselves, but have little to bestow upon others. A 159.3. Counsel to a childless couple ... Selfishness, which manifests itself in a variety of ways according to circumstances and the peculiar organization of individuals, must die. If you had children, and your mind were compelled to be called away from yourself to care for them, to instruct them, and be an example to them, it would be an advantage to you. When to compose a family, as in your case, and there are no children to call into exercise patience, forbearance, and true love, there is need of constant watchfulness, lest selfishness obtain the supremacy, lest you yourselves become the center, and you require attention, care, and interest, which you feel under no obligation to bestow upon others. 160 on 159.4. Many are diseased physically, mentally, and morally, because their attention is turned almost exclusively to themselves. They might be saved from stagnation by the healthy vitality of younger and varying minds and the restless energy of children. A 160.1. Noble traits are developed in caring for children. I have a very tender interest in all children, for I became a sufferer at a very early age. I have taken many children to care for, and I have always felt that association with the simplicity of childhood was a great blessing to me. A 160.2. The sympathy, forbearance, and love required in dealing with children would be a blessing in any household. They would soften and subdue such traits of character in those who need to be more cheerful and restful. The presence of a child in a home sweetens and refines. A child brought up in the fear of the Lord is a blessing. A 160.3 care and affection for dependent children removes the roughness from our natures, makes us tender and sympathetic, and has an influence to develop the nobler elements of our character. A 160.4 child's influence on Enoch... After the birth of his first son, Enoch reached a higher experience. He was drawn into a closer relationship with God. He realized more fully his own obligations and responsibility as a son of God. And as he saw the child's love for its father, its simple trust in his protection, as he felt the deep, yearning tenderness of his own heart for that firstborn son, he learned a precious lesson of the wonderful love of God to men in the gift of his son, and the confidence which the children of God may repose in their heavenly father. 161 160.5 A precious trust children are committed to their parents as a precious trust, which God will one day require at their hands.